Oh, yeah. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and it's time for Joe's Need to Know News. The body of A.J. Freund, a 5-year-old Illinois boy who was reported missing last week, was found wrapped in a plastic in a shallow grave yesterday, and his parents have now been charged with murder. The search started last Thursday morning when the boy's father calmly called police and reported him missing. Police didn't find any evidence that would make them believe the abduction had taken place. On top of that, the parents started being uncooperative with the police. That's when the focus of the investigation changed. Crystal Lake police started questioning the parents and were able to retrieve some important info through analysis of their cell phone data. The parents ultimately provided information that led to the recovery of AJ's body about 10 miles from the home. They both faced charges for first-degree murder. No word yet on what the cause of death is, but I don't understand that. I mean, I don't even understand murder in general. I understand, like, you're angry at somebody. Like, domestically, my wife might kill me or I might kill my wife. We get in a huge fight, but what did your kid do? You kill your kid.
Absolute scum.
Do not understand that. So this is two of my favorite things. You could add alcohol and it'd be a trifecta. Coca-Cola is set to debut a Coke coffee hybrid called Coke Coffee, which mixes the Coca-Cola soft drink with cold brewed coffee. The new drink will be released in 25 markets. I don't know if that'll be in Indianapolis or Houston, but it's supposed to be by the end of the year. The company CEO explains Coke Coffee was designed to reach consumers during specific occasions and channels like mid-afternoon energy slumps at work. Now, I know that will kill me, but it still sounds good.
Ew, it sounds so gross.
Cold I'm not brew? A fan.
Cold brew?
I love cold brew, but I hate Coke, one. Two, Coke and coffee together, those are just two flavors that should not be mixed. Like cinnamon and coffee
Do you
always
realize-
should be mixed. Or like vanilla and coffee should be mixed. Coke and vanilla.
Liv, do you realize that probably back in the day, people were like, oh my gosh, peanut butter and jelly? How dare you mix those together?
Dude.
And now one of the greatest things we've ever had on earth.
Speaking of weird combinations, my dad has been eating peanut butter and mayonnaise sandwiches.
Need to get your dad help.
Time for a new dad.
Yep.
He said it's like a thing in the South. It used to be a thing in the South.
No, don't insult the South, okay?
I've heard of peanut butter banana because Elvis used to like that.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, but he would put bacon on it too.
Oh, I didn't hear about that.
Lady, stop it.
Right? I think that's
he
the
might
sandwich.
Have, but yeah, with Alex, what you're saying about the peanut butter thing with Elvis, yeah, that's wasn't like he eating one of those sandwiches on the toilet when he died?
That is the rumor. Also, you know who else likes peanut butter banana sandwiches is Face from Nick Jr. Do you know who Face is?
I know Scarface, the rapper.
You got Pork Chop remembers Face. Hi, Face here. Yeah,
I remember Face and Stick Stickly in the afternoon.
I don't know Stick Stickly.
What was Face?
It was just a big, colorful face.
Yeah, a big face on Nick Jr. in between each episode of TV shows. And he would come on and sometimes he'd tell us a little bit about himself. And one of those was he liked peanut butter banana sandwiches.
He wasn't on Nick Jr. He was on Nick in the Afternoon.
No, it was Nick Jr.
Yeah, that definitely sounds like a Nick Jr.
It sounds like you did.
You probably did, but you didn't know it was Nick Jr.
Look it up on YouTube. Get me a clip. We will settle this. We will debate this. We will get a solution. Okay, but yeah, that's going to be coming your way hopefully soon to give you a little energy boost. Now, this is what I was saying. We don't do it a lot on the Joe and Alex Show, but just in general, I think all of us that represent the show can no longer do this unless it's a family member and we have a waiver. Handshakes could soon be based under new workplace rules to avoid expensive sexual harassment claims. According to an HR expert, employers may ban all forms of physical contact to avoid confusion about what kind of touch is appropriate. The hashtag MeToo movement has forced employers, they say, to think about implementing more black and white policies. A handshake is probably safe, and unless an employer bans it, then it is a rule that needs to be followed. According to a recent survey, 3 out of 4 people, so 75% of people, want a complete ban on physical contact in the workplace. The expert said employers should make it clear what their policies are. Now, as a guy, I never really have that problem where, you know, because I know some guys can be inappropriate and creepy and hang onto that hug too long and just do certain things. I've never had like, oh, stop it. There's awkward coworkers, but I don't care about people touching me at work. Do you, Alex or Liv, have either one of you ever felt a situation like that where you're like, you know what, that's a little bit too much contact for work? Have you
like
felt that out?
Like in this job or at jobs Liv. Before?
Well, I guess anywhere, radio or anywhere. I mean, they're saying that this isn't just radio.
I've definitely had jobs where I'm
like what happened, Liv?
I mean, just hugs that last way too long, just like too much touching, like rubbing my back, like things like that.
Do you feel like I've ever done that?
No.
Okay. I just want to know because I don't want to do it anymore. Alex, what about you?
I have never really had that experience. I mean, I guess I'm just probably not very afraid to just be like, get off me.
Hey, creepo.
Well, also, you worked at Sephora. I bet there's not a lot of males working there.
Yeah, we had one. I mean, he was a gay guy, so he wasn't hitting on me.
Poor child.
But
did you ever have like people at your job, like when you worked at like Applebee's or the place, where they kind of too like handsy or touchy?
I mean, I've worked in the restaurant business and stuff too. Mm-hmm. I haven't had that.
Not really, no.
Okay. I'm just worried that's me. Like, you could call it the Biden effect, maybe. Like, I'm a hugger. I don't smell hair, but I'm just really like, hey, let me embrace the person. But I'm not doing that anymore. For now on, I'm going to go up to a girl and say, pound it.
Yeah, that's perfect. A safe thing.
Actually,
to
I
do.
Feel like that's the wrong thing to say. So
there's I saw this thing on Facebook. It was like a video that a teacher had taken. She set up a rule in her class. Like, she has a sign in the front of her classroom door that says, like, you know, how do you want to be greeted? A fist bump, a hug, yeah. A high five, a wave, a smile, whatever. And then the kid can point on the sign what they want, and then the teacher will greet them that way. Mm-hmm. So that everybody is comfortable.
I'm a hugger. Unless you smell really bad, if we meet in public, let's do a hug. Unless you don't want to, you can just put your fist up. That's how I'd like to be embraced if we ever meet. Okay, a few more stories here for Joe's Need to Know News. I've never tried this, so I'm leaning on anybody on the show that might have. Has anybody had the s'mores frappuccino before?
No. Nope.
I loved that.
Pork chop. You liked it. You know it's been gone, right?
Yes.
Okay, well, it's supposed to be coming back this summer. The drink debuted in 2015, and it returned for 2016 and 2017, but they discontinued it last year, but it should be back this year. I love s'mores. Like, s'mores are like my favorite thing in the world, so this just sounds like a party in my mouth.
I'm not into them.
Have you have had it though?
Yeah, I'm not into that. I don't like marshmallow except in Rice Krispie treats.
Or on the radio.
Yes, or if listening on the radio.
Okay, now do you like other drinks? Like, I love like a caramel frappuccino, for example.
No there. Caramel. I don't like any coffee stuff.
Okay. So that is that pork chop, is that s'mores thing kind of like a coffee flavor thing, or is it just a sweet treat?
No, it's a little bit of both. There is some coffee flavoring, and it's definitely a very sweet treat.
Okay, and just to show that I do every side here, I'm not one sided. I don't have an agenda. I'm willing to do things that I don't want to do or, you know, deal with, especially with Alex. How about this story right here? A man named Randy says he didn't believe the reports that Amazon Alexas were listening in on people's behavior. He then sneezed and, well, this happened.
You know, I'm sitting here reading an article about how people feel that Alexa's tapping into our private conversations. And I'll be honest with you, I have an Alexa behind me right there and I just don't believe it.
Bless you.
When am I getting an apology for you guys clowning on me, not believing me? And just the more information we get, the more proof that I have been right from the beginning.
Unless they set that up. I don't know. I sneeze all the time, and my Alexa must not like have the premium version. It doesn't say anything. It just says, sorry, I didn't understand you. I'm like, what are you, my wife? Give me an answer. All right, apparently we'll wrap up Joe's Need to Know News with this. This is audio of the face Nick thing? Or yes. What is this, pork chop?
Yeah, it's
face
audio
from
of
Nick
face.
Jr.
All right, let's hear what you're talking about.
Coming up next, it's Blue's Clues, right here on Nick Jr.
Are you really going to come after me, my cartoon knowledge? Because I will slay you.
I just can't believe I watched Nick Jr.
Alex, minus like the creepy child touching stuff allegedly from Michael Jackson, is pretty much like that. She's living in Alex Land, which is like Neverland.
Oh, yeah.
She's
like
embracing
I'm like a little kid trapped in an adult's body.
Yes, she's not going anywhere.
I should have cut off the Jr. part, so he's just like, oh, Nick.
Yeah, there you go. You could have won. That's Joe's Need to Know News. Check it out online at joeandalexshow.com.